This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, get over yourself. We're not concerned if you agree with it or not. We're concerned about you making us sick. So no. Get your COVID shot.
It's a good point.
And prevent other people from getting your stuff.
It's a good point, and we're having a debate this morning about that very thing, really. A debate about whether mask wearing should be returned to be mandatory here in the UK. Restrictions have been lifted. And I understand you even suggest people who come to your concerts wear them for their own protection.
We are doing the KISS cruise shortly, and you will not be able to get on the cruise unless you're vaccinated. Look, before you go to school, you have to have your children get the flu vaccine and the polio vaccine. And there's no discussion. And, you know, what about my rights? Well, you don't have as many rights as you think. When you get up to a red light, you must stop. There's no choice. It's because it's not about you. It's about the other innocent people going by. So get over yourself. Even you get in your car, you must put on a seatbelt. Well, you're taking away my rights, and the government's telling me what to do. That's right. The government is telling you what to do. Shut up. Be respectful of other people and get a vaccine. Put on your seatbelt. Stop at the red light. Stop being selfish.
In case you missed it, at DC Homecoming on Twitter sums up the latest horror story of our time. A newborn baby boy named Alex was born in Washington State with a 95% survivable congenital heart defect. He was also anemic and he needed a blood transfusion. In 2021, little Alex's parents had a close friend die of a heart attack shortly after she received her COVID-19 vaccine. By all accounts, their friend was healthy, and her death caused alarm bells to go off about the safety of the mRNA vaccine. Because of this experience, they wanted to make sure that young baby Alex had unvaccinated blood for his transfusion. So they found a match through a member at their church, and they paid to have the proper protocol take place for Alex to receive that donor's blood. However, when it came time for the hospital to initiate the transfusion, the doctors and nurses claimed they were unable to locate the unvaccinated donor's blood the parents had procured. So without the parents' consent, they took blood from the hospital's general stockpile. The doctors and nurses assured the parents that baby Alex would be fine and told them babies rarely, if ever, get blood clots. Shortly after the transfusion, baby Alex developed a large blood clot. The blood clot ran from his knee all the way up to his heart. The hospital changed their tune, saying babies get blood clots all the time, and this was normal. Baby Alex was put on the highest dose of blood thinners possible for his age and size. But the blood clot didn't dissipate at all. Just 12 days later, Alex sadly passed away as a result of a blood clot. And now, the Sacred Heart Children's Hospital that killed him claims there's no record of baby Alex being at the hospital, despite ample evidence, including photographs, medical bills, and his death certificate. What is going on here? Just days ago, Cole Reeves and Samantha Savage had their infant child Will taken by the New Zealand government to explicitly be given vaccinated blood. Will is still healthy, and his father suggests the possibility that hospital workers may have disobeyed the government and used clean, unvaccinated blood for Will's surgery. One can only hope that eventually people will start standing up against this mass murder. And the sooner, the better. Because young, innocent children like Alex are being murdered in hospitals all over the world. And these monsters are still pushing to inject every single child with this deadly poison. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The scumbag devil. Gene Simmons says, oh, you always take your shots. No, there are no mandatory shots in free countries, and these aren't even vaccines, you pig. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're now into hour number two. Owen Schroyer comes up at 6 p.m. Central, Sunday, live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's talk facts here. There is nothing more frustrating than having the Senate reports, than having all the documents, than having the state police investigations in Arizona, Texas, you name it, where they admit that millions of underage children have been smuggled in the last few years under Biden. Say what you want about Trump, but he almost completely ended it. And there are caravans of hundreds of thousands a week slamming in tens of thousands per group to places like El Paso, Texas, where they now report 14,500 a day coming into the city alone. Now, I have this headline I run all the time, emergency broadcast. And if you go back 15, 20 years ago, I would say emergency broadcast maybe once a year. Kind of like Drudge would put up the red siren when something was really big. But as the crises intensify, half the time the headline is emergency broadcast. Tonight it says emergency broadcast. Because even the top globalist Kissinger says we're about to have nuclear war with Russia if a peace deal isn't done. And it's escalating into nuclear war. The U.S. has greenlit attacks inside Russia with missiles. It's been going on for 3 weeks. So you have the lockdowns for 2+ years in the third world. It totally collapses. But if you go back 10 years ago, the UN advertised to Africans and to Middle Easterners and others, if you can get to Europe, everything's going to be paid for. Everything is going to be free. And the very same non-governmental organizations that ran the operations in Europe, the very companies, have been hired by Biden 2 years ago to run the sectors on the 2,300-mile border between the United States and Mexico on our southern border. Think about that. And let that sink in. And so now, what do the deep state Democrats do? As their cities like D.C. and New York and Denver get flooded, and people are like, what the hell is this? The Red Cross is overwhelmed. The local charities are overwhelmed. The mayors get up and say, it's the Republicans' fault. They broke the border. That's what the press secretary said last week. He played the clip on Thursday. And we just need to totally get rid of the border to fix this problem. And we need more money. We don't have money for our homeless people or our vets, but we're supposed to have money for 10+ million people a year the last 2 years. And now they're saying with Title 42 going away next week, it's going to be five times worse. They're talking about 50 million. You know, that's a crazy number. The UN's replacement migration program talked about collapsing the third world a decade ago, organizing the UN refugee centers, and moving the people up from Africa and from areas of Asia and the Middle East and from other parts of the world into North America and into the U.S. So here's the headlines. El Paso mayor declares state of emergency over border crisis. New York City declares emergency over migrant crisis. Denver mayor declares emergency, says city on verge of reaching breaking point amid influx of illegal immigrants. And they've got an answer. More federal funding. Which then the Democrats skim the money off of. And then they give them jobs on top of their welfare checks, and the Democrats steal that. It's all on record. So I've done special reports. I've been to the border many times. We've listed the UN NGO. You can look it up, running the Texas border. You go there, and it's all a bunch of Soros, purple and green and blue-haired liberals telling the Border Patrol what to do with these giant migrant centers on the border. They're in charge. They're the bosses. They're violating all the laws. They're giving little kids away to people with no IDs. All of it's human smuggling. All of it's felonies. And they're just doing it out in the open in front of everybody. Just like they do everything else criminal. So I've pointed out to Governor Abbott and others here on air, and I've asked listeners to point it out to them, that what are you doing? You have state grand juries. You know, we always show this footage. It's not even the bad footage. We have footage of unaccompanied children being handed over to strangers into cars, trains, and buses. We have footage. I mean, it just goes on and on. Just don't even show any of it. We're not going to show the hardcore stuff. It's fine. You know, just whatever. It's just, you know. So, you know, the one thing InfoWars is not good at, and the live show crew is great, but we have all this other crew, is compilations of all the incredible stuff we've shot and things we've done. And just like how horrific it is. But I digress. So now, we have Texas Governor Abbott seek state probe of NGOs aiding illegal immigrants crossing border. It's felonies. Why hasn't the state police, the Texas Rangers, why haven't the grand juries moved forward? Because almost every city and major town in Texas has George Soros, district attorneys and county attorneys and judges, and they love it and they like it. Project Veritas weeks ago exposed child sex traffic from the border up into Dallas, up into Austin, into Houston, and the rest of the country. Six-year-old saying, yeah, I don't know who these people are I live with. They made me have sex with people. Will you save me? And nobody's coming to save you because the FBI loves it. The Democratic Party loves it. The NGOs and the law firms, they love it. They think it's funny and cute. God knows where these children are going, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the footage at the airports where the same woman all day goes to the migrant center, takes the newborn babies, the six-month-old babies, and then she goes, it's my baby, and with no paperwork, hands it over to NGOs, and the babies just disappear. And weird, creepy men pulling up in vans, and they just hand them little kids, six, seven, eight-year-old girls and boys, and they just drive off with them. Oh, but when you come back from a trip to Europe or Cancun, Mexico, anywhere, oh, let me check your passport, let me run it, let me ask you questions to make sure you are who you say you are. But when they're doing it on this scale, we just sit there and we take it. So all the border states and other states have laws against this. This is all incredibly illegal. You know, my sister's adopted. My mother couldn't have children after me. She got the Dalcon shield, contraceptive that was actually a sterilant. She won a lawsuit against them. That's a side issue. Hundreds of thousands of women did in a class action lawsuit. So we adopted my sister from South Korea. It took 2 years and a whole bunch of red tape and hundreds of thousands of dollars to make sure we were a good family, to make sure it was all taken care of, to make sure she wasn't taken from another family. There was a woman wanting to give up a child, and that's my sister, and I love her, and she's great. All that vetting to adopt my sister, but zero when they just hand these children off and this mass crime is committed. We go down there 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, and there'd be total corporate media control. Where Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Google would not let one bombshell, insane video that we got a crime of smuggled children coming out, and the good corporate media worked together, and they didn't release it. But you know who else didn't? Oh, you don't share an InfoWars link, you might get censored. Oh, you don't promote Alex Jones link, you might get criticized. So the general public didn't promote those videos. The general public knew that's not kosher. You just don't go there. So now the general public has aided and abetted the kidnapping and smuggling of children. Ladies and gentlemen. So that's where we are. But at least now they're talking about criminal investigations and grand juries. Because, I mean, it's open and shut. Just start arresting these people, and it'll all fall like dominoes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back on this live Sunday show, I want to make this final point about the border. You have mass human trafficking, mass sex trafficking, kidnapped children, all of it on record, all of it admitted, and you have famous UN-run non-governmental organizations giving debit cards to people in faraway countries to come to the Texas border, to come to other European borders, and to flood into the United States, many of them with kidnapped children in tow. And if anybody tries to stop it, you're a terrorist, you're bad. And so, yes, I'm calling for the head of the main NGO down in South Texas to be arrested for human trafficking. They've done it. They organized it. They paid people they knew had kidnapped kids to do it. Arrest them. We have a bunch of politically correct, sold-out people who aren't part of the trafficking themselves who just go along with it. So it is good that Governor Abbott's finally talking about this. Because if he doesn't do something about it, he's guilty of it as well. Texas Governor Abbott seeks state probe of NGOs aiding illegal immigrants' crossings. They're aiding the crime that violates federal crime. And now we have a state of emergency. We are in a major emergency. We are in an intense emergency. And then we've got all this news. Court rules against biological females over Connecticut transgender athlete policy. Gates and Bezos invest in Australian-designed brain implant. I'm going to get to that. An electric car charging twice as expensive new study. I'll get to that next segment. But let's go to this right now. Because there's a great report here that really needs to be aired. This is Neil Oliver, based out of Scotland, who does a great job. And he talks about how you have MPs, members of parliament, coming out with government whistleblowers that know that the shots create blood clots and kill people and erase your immune system. And when the member of parliament's there speaking warning, no one's there to even listen to him, and the media doesn't pick it up. Again, we're signed on to armed destruction. Do you think it's not going to get worse if we don't wake up and say, no, we're not going along with this? Here's part of that report.
What is being alleged about the so-called vaccines is of monumental importance. What Bridgen and Malhotra have claimed ought to be the biggest story in the country, in the world, and yet anyone interested in familiarising themselves with most of what was said has to go looking for it online. Bridgen noted withdrawals of those other medical products when their safety was credibly questioned. That's the world I thought we lived in, where doubt voiced in the face of credible research leads to the pausing of a course of action and a rethink. And yet here we are, with peer-reviewed research demonstrating one in every 100 people receiving the Pfizer jab suffers a serious reaction, and medical professionals of unimpeachable credentials urging at least a pause in the rollout, if not a full and final stop. And still, the government-sponsored adverts are everywhere, in the mainstream and online, inviting people of all ages to take even more of the same product. Dr. Malhotra said on this channel last week, in relation to the Pfizer jab, quote, "The original trial data, which was reanalysed, suggested one was more likely to get serious adverse effects from the vaccine than one was to be hospitalised with COVID." What does that mean? It means if that is correct, which it seems to be, it should never have been approved in the first place. Questions have been asked all over the world about blood clotting and any possible connection with the AstraZeneca product. Countries across Europe have stopped using it and it's no longer being given to people under 30 in the UK. It's worth noting that on Wednesday, Pascal Soriot, Chief Executive Officer of AstraZeneca, was knighted by King Charles for services to life sciences in a ceremony at Windsor Castle. All around the world, there is mounting evidence of deaths and injuries caused by the so-called vaccines. There are more and more excess deaths, people of all ages dying every day, deaths unrelated to COVID. Pause for a moment to consider the following. In the United States, in the second half of 2021, 61,000 Americans between the ages of 25 and 44 died of causes unrelated to COVID. The death toll of the same age group during the decade-long Vietnam War was 58,000. Here in the UK, at the start of the lockdown in 2020, in the week ending 23rd of March, there were 1,379 excess deaths. In the week ending 21st October this year, the figure was 1,822. There are more people dying every week now of causes unrelated to COVID than at the height of the pandemic. Daily we were invited to look on in horror at the COVID death toll. Where is the outrage about these latest deaths? The round-the-clock coverage. Dr. John Campbell, a regular contributor to this channel, said last month in relation to the ONS data regarding those excess deaths, "There is something pretty horrible going on. Over 1,800 deaths a week, more than we would expect, and it's been going on for a long time now, and we need an explanation." What we get instead is the relentless continuation of the rollout, the push to get boosted. Fauci in the US and others here in the UK say we're still in a pandemic. If that's true, it's the longest lasting pandemic in modern history, much longer than the Spanish flu pandemic at the end of the First World War. The concern being voiced now by Bridgen and Malhotra has been being shouted from the rooftops by many, many others for years. For as long as we've had the products marketed as vaccines, there have been voices asking questions, and those were silenced, derided, ridiculed, reputations ruined. Back in 1995, US physicist Carl Sagan demanded restless inquiry from all scientists. "Science requires an almost complete openness to all ideas," he said. "On the other hand, it requires the most rigorous and uncompromising scepticism." And so how did we get to where we are now? When did we set aside uncompromising scepticism and decide to live in a world in which we must, all of us, do precisely what we're told by our governments and their preferred experts without ever raising so much as a questioning voice? The chamber in which Bridgen made his speech was all but empty because, with a few exceptions, apparently none of the rest cared to listen to what he had to say about a course of action affecting tens of millions of lives here in the UK and billions around the world. Let's give the devil his due. Let's imagine many are daily in receipt of messages raising the alarm, but find their survival in the world of politics means they keep stum rather than rock the boat. I hear from other journalists saying they're in contact with MPs, with medical professionals, with high-profile media types, all of whom have decided now to stay well clear of the so-called vaccines. Some of those people have taken some jabs, some none. But the fear of speaking out, the culture of silence in the face of what so many know to be an egregious wrong, is enabling the narrative to persist largely unchallenged. The behaviour of governments and corporations in the last 2 or 3 years has changed the world. It might still look the same, more or less, but in all the ways that matter, it has been altered. Those who are awake to it all perceive a new reality and wonder how on earth they missed the signs for as long as they did. That all but empty House of Commons said loud and clear that the powers that be, the allied powers of governments and corporations, no longer feel the need to be answerable in any meaningful way to the people. Paradoxically, their absence from the chamber only made them more glaringly visible. The willful blindness about the vaccines is just the tip of the iceberg. Soaring excess deaths in all age groups, the complicated truth of the war in Ukraine still not openly discussed, the greatest transfer of wealth in the history of the world, the wholesale erosion of our rights, the nudge away from cash and towards central bank digital
currency. All right,
currency.
Full report is on InfoWars.com. Powerful. More powerful information straight ahead.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars ND, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Look, Trump would always say, and it was totally true, he said, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you. I'm just standing in their way. That's totally true. My best defense for my family is to save America, save the world, promote liberty, and defeat the globalists. Running off and hiding is not an option. But we're rapidly going into that position. So I'm not going to lie to you. There's a huge awakening. We've got a big chance to beat these people. But folks can't become comfortable with the imploded borders, with the pedophilia, with the wars, with the GMO, with all of it. You've got to start getting upset. You've got to get angry. You've got to say no to it. So the European Union is basically a new communist superstate run by the globalists. They're fascist above it, but they use communism for control. And they've come out, put the headline on screen, and said anybody flying to Europe or by boat or any other way, you're going to pay a carbon tax just to come to Europe. Not under any legal alien, of course. European Union reaches agreement to force everyone in EU countries to pay for CO2 emissions. First step, a personal carbon credit, and anyone coming to the EU to pay the tax as well. Spend a whole show on that, as if carbon's bad for the planet, when carbon's what makes the planet live. It's what creates the surface of the earth and the environment for plants and animals to thrive. Now, you want to bring in something you got total control over, list life as something bad, and now you can regulate it. But here's the good news. They have to suppress InfoWars, and my guest host and myself and our great crew and our reports and everything, because they're wildly popular. They admit that. They have to move heaven and earth to suppress us and spend billions of dollars just to suppress this broadcast with all the hundreds of thousands of articles and thousands of shows and programs and HBO and NBC and ABC and New York Times. Everything attacks us because we're not psychotic. We're not selling out to this devilish system. They'll destroy us anyways. We're not dead inside. And so they spent reportedly $100 million shooting and promoting and advertising. You saw it everywhere. AOC's movie. Just like CNN spent $450+ million. Some estimates are $500 million on CNN Plus, and they had like 2,000 viewers on average any one time. Obama gives a speech. It's got 5,000 views on YouTube. Somebody lets me on their show, 2 million views. With them suppressing it. So it's not about bragging, oh, hey, we're really popular. It's saying the public is not dead yet. They know the truth. So here's Fox News. AOC climate change documentary earns $80 per theater. It huge millions of dollars in advertisement. Huge budget. They're saying it's up to $100 million. $80 per theater. $10,000 in a week nationwide. $10,000. So they spend millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, and no one goes and watches it. So, yeah, those of us standing up, we're under attack because what we're saying is true and it's popular, and if we're allowed to keep doing this, we'll win. I go back to that internet saying, nobody knows who said it, but the propaganda wouldn't be necessary if the situation was hopeless. It's far from that, but people have to get how do or die this is. All my demonization, all the attacks, I'm more popular than ever on the street. But the algorithms and the AI is censoring us and crushing us down. So our popular message of defeating this can't get out. This is your war. This is our war. She puts out a documentary with a budget in the tens of millions of dollars. They run tens of millions of dollars of advertising. They get promoted on every channel, and they can't get 10 people in every movie theater. They got 8 people in the average movie theater with all that promotion because people don't buy it. People don't want it. But it's force-fed. So that's a microcosm of what we're dealing with. And that's why they force idiocy. That's why they force oxymoronic garbage with no logic that's not common sense in wrestling and in cycling and in swimming and in basketball and every other great sport. For people go to learn to compete and empower themselves, they go, and you're a girl that's in the finals, and you've already beaten over 100 other girls, and you're 15 years old, and you're at the state finals, and you walk out there for your wrestling match, and there's a biological male who breaks your arm. And they sit there and laugh, because they want to sell absurdity to see what they can get away with. And, of course, it's Connecticut. So liberal, so loving, so trendy. Oh, we're going to let guys play basketball against girls. We're going to let guys be in the boxing classes. We're going to let guys go in their showers. Because if we can do that, we can do anything. There's thousands of cases seen in the news every few days. But remember the one a few months ago where a convicted pedophile at an Asian spa, a South Korean spa, where women go with their mothers and their grandmothers and their kids, and they go get their facials, and they work out, and they go get in hot tubs, and they steam, and a dude comes in and starts jacking off right in front of them. And the news is like, well, he's a woman. He's allowed to. Again, it's all about what can they get away with. Court rules against biological females over Connecticut transgender athlete policy. A three-judge appellate panel, same one that let the fraudulent trials against me go forward, on Friday dismissed a challenge to Connecticut's transgender athlete policy after a group of biological females said it was unfair that they have to race against biological males who identify as female. In the decision, the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York upheld a lower court judge's dismissal of a lawsuit challenging the policy brought by four female runners opposing letting transgender athletes compete in high school sports from swimming to track to basketball. According to the judges, the girls lack standing to sue, saying the fact that they were denied scholarships for biological males, speculative. How's that empowering women and our daughters to not let them get scholarships so some dude that went and beat them up gets it? Here's another one. Oh, it's not just the race for brain implants with old Elon Musk hanging out with Jared Kushner over at the World Cup. Gates and Bezos invest in Australian-designed brain implant. Billionaires Bill Gates and Bezos are betting on a New York-based Synchron to answer to Elon Musk's Neuralink, but they're carrying it out in Australia. Founded by Australian professors Tom Oxley and Nick Opie, the company on December 16th announced it had a $110 million signing seed funding round, including Bezos and Gates, for their brain chip. And who are they tapping to be the World Health Organization's chief scientist? The lead UK lockdown advisor, Jeremy Farrar, who promoted all the lies, he's being promoted right to the top for a job well done. Well, I hope with the collapsed society, you have someplace to spend your money, idiot. And then this report, and a lot more when we come back. Electric car charging twice as expensive as gas in studies around the world, including Norway. Because it's not meant to replace the cars. It's meant to ban the cars that work and give you cars that don't to end the average person having a car. I've been saying that for years, but now Klaus Schwab said last week, y'all getting rid of personal cars. We have decided no more cars for you. And if you roll over, you deserve what you get. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
InfoWars secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner is a listener. We're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% humanoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Of the Alex Jones Show Sunday edition, ahead of Owen Schroyer taking over here in about 13 minutes with Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right, I want to talk about, before I hit this final news, what they don't want. The power structure doesn't want independent media when they stage terror attacks or they lie about WMDs or they stage a mass shooting or whatever it is they do. They don't want somebody watching and calling them out when it happens that changes the narrative. They want narrative control for the general public. Now, I've studied 9/11 that happened 20 plus years ago, probably more than anybody out there other than those that did it. We're not saying radical Islam doesn't exist. We're not saying that bin Laden wasn't a real person. We're saying there were criminal elements in our government aiding and abetting at many levels, and that the Shanksville plane was shot down, and that there was a plane that they were trying to send to the Capitol, and that the witnesses all saw a cruise missile hit the Pentagon and no wreckage. And even CNN reported that. But see, they can easily cover that up if nobody's calling it out. They can sweep it under the rug like that day, that afternoon. I've been on air since it happened early in the morning. I want a pizza. It was a pizza place like 2 miles from my house. I got in the car and I drove to the pizza place to pick the pizza up I'd ordered. And I listened to CBS Radio back when they still had CBS Radio. It went away like a year later. And they said the decision's been made to blow up with a controlled demolition, Building 7, and they're going to blow it up in 5 minutes. So I go back on air and I go, well, I heard them on the air saying they're going to blow up Building 7. And back then, they didn't web archive stuff. And I said that. People thought I was crazy. But years later, they released CNN, BBC, NPR, CBS newscast saying, we've blown up Building 7 to protect the other buildings. And they called it a conspiracy theory. But we have the clips now. You can find those clips. They don't want that to exist. They want to be able to gaslight you for whatever really happened on 9/11 so you never ask those questions. So here's a clip from the past with the CNN reporter saying he saw no plane hit the building. Here it is.
On CNN's military affairs correspondent, Jamie McIntyre. And Jamie, you got very close to where that plane went down.
That's right, Judy. A while ago, I walked right up to next to the building where firefighters were still trying to put out the blaze. The fire, by the way, is still burning in some parts of the Pentagon. And I took a look at the huge gaping hole that's in this sideway. But from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in. And as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing.
Nothing. Nothing to indicate a plane. Nothing to indicate a plane hit. Now, do we know exactly what happened? No. But we know we're being lied to. I can show you 10 clips. BBC had 5 of them saying, yeah, they're blowing the building up. I talked to cops who weren't involved. The media spun like, Jones says cops blew it up. No, they were there and heard the 10-second countdown by the Red Cross. Yeah, the Red Cross. That's CIA front group. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're talking about. And that's why they don't want us on air, so they can do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want, and we won't have memories and be able to call it up when Biden said, when I get elected, surge the border, we're getting rid of the U.S. border. Now he's like, I'm controlling the border. The border is just fine. Why? There's not an emergency. We're just going to legalize everybody. We have him saying he broke it. They don't want that clip seen that we played it Friday. See if we can find it. So that's what they hate about this show, is that we're reminding people that have forgotten and got caught up in what's going on, what was said a few years before. Here's the clip of Biden.
We're a nation proud to have served with him. What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
But they said last week the border's controlled. He did not say come here. But you saw it. See, they don't want us here to call them out. That's all we do. We're not heroic. We're just like you. We're sick of lies. But we're working for you. We belong to you. We are fighting for you because we have similar interests. We care about justice and freedom. That's why you got to take the live show links tonight on your email and your text message. Why you got to tell random people tune into InfoWars.com, because they don't let it be promoted anywhere online. You've got to go to the site and tell others when you tell them to go to the site that they should tell others to go to the site and tell them to go to the site. That's how we get around the censorship. That's how we don't give up. That's how we win. And we're so close. They have grand juries open to indict the UN with the open borders in Texas, and grand juries in Florida for the poison shots, and the world's waking up. We're kicking their ass. But with our hands tied behind our backs, we can do so much more together. Now, look at this out of Norway, and it's the same here in the studies. It takes 4 times the carbon to make an electric car on average. On average, the electric car does not start using less carbon until 60,000 miles. But it doesn't matter because carbon's good. It makes the atmosphere. But it's twice as expensive now. And in places like California, they're saying, don't charge your car today. There's not enough power. They're not getting rid of gas cars to replace them. They're getting rid of all the cars for the general public. As Klaus Schwab said 2 weeks ago, we're getting rid of private ownership of cars. You'll own nothing and you'll like it. Remember that? Electric car charging twice as expensive as gas in Norway. Story by Kit Daniels on InfoWars.com. Electric car charging is costing drivers twice as much as gasoline fill-up in Norway due to local government. And it just goes on from there. It's a scam. And we've got this article by Brandon Smith at Alt Market. Leftists aren't capable of surviving economic collapse. Here's why. And it goes over in a big, thick article how statistically the average leftist is in debt, lives in a high-rise apartment, doesn't know how to grow vegetables, doesn't know how to fight, has no skills, has a worthless college degree, and doesn't know what planet they're on. And believes men can compete in women's sports. Because they're the brainwashed cult members. They're the fallen. We don't hate them. They're the ones that were weak, that were susceptible. But we can't sit there and look at those that fell to the propaganda. We've got to be the leaders at the city councils and the school boards. They hate you going to those and speaking. Those videos go viral. Whether you reach 1,000 or 10 million, do it. You're the leaders. You are the people that have to take action, or we have no hope. And then I end with this, and I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Owen's about to take over. I didn't hit the Twitter files and all that, but I will. Okay, yeah, Twitter's an FBI subsidiary. We already know that. So are the other big tech. The government is illegal. The government's hijacked. The government's compromised. The government's run by New World Order operatives. And Kissinger comes out and says, we're going to have nuclear war if a peace deal isn't reached. This has escalated too far, because it has. And even the media criticizes him and says, no, we need nuclear war. As the U.S. sends infantry unit to the border with Russia. Sunday Live, ladies and gentlemen. Nuclear war imminent. Warns Kissinger of peace not reached. That's the reality. And since I mentioned it, here it is. The Twitter files, part six. Twitter, the FBI subsidiary. Big, giant, 30-page article. With the FBI running Twitter and suppressing people and bullying people illegally. The government interfaces with corporations to silence the people. Huge victory is coming out. Social media coordinated between DOJ and FBI is not limited to Twitter. Devin Nunes warns, of course it's not. This is a coup, an information war. EU threatens to sanction Musk Twitter over temporary suspension of establishment media journalists. And then Musk comes out and says, well, yeah, they doxed my son. Yeah, they harassed me. Yeah, they came after me. Yeah, that's a bannable offense. It's not free speech. It's harassment. But since the people voted to reinstate him, I'm going to reinstate him. Okay, but you don't reinstate me because you know I'm exposing the whole agenda. Trump vows to ban feds from targeting misinformation of election. But you didn't do it when you were in there, Trump. Two-thirds of voters believe social media engaged in politically motivated censorship. They believe two-thirds? It's all admitted. They demand Congress take action. Another great article from Zero Hedge. The Tea Party, 15 years later. As negative as this all is, we can track back the origins of InfoWars and Ron Paul and more to the whole resistance, not just here in America, but worldwide. We are spearheading that operation. And I know people don't, you know, take things for what they're worth when it's right in front of them. And a province not known as his own country. But this operation serves to stay on air. So spread the word about it. Pray for it. And buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to keep us on air. Because we are in your hands. And these are products you need. Like Vitamin Mineral Fusion and others. Right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Owen Schroyer takes over in 2 minutes.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.